How you guys doing out there? Welcome to Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh. How you guys doing? Welcome again. Welcome. A few big ups before we get into the nitty-gritty of today's topic. You know, big up to all my followers and thanks to all my subscribers and listeners over the past months with Serious Thing, you know. Big up the Fade Room in Montego Bay, Jamaica, 12 Crane Boulevard, Fairview, Montego Bay. The Fade Room is a barbershop in Jamaica, in my hometown. If you ever travel or if you get to visit Jamaica, after all of this done and all the craziness, and you know, you take a trip or a nice vacation to Jamaica, visit the Fade Room in Jamaica for all your tape-ups and your touch-ups and your, you know, overall grooming for going out, you know, with a special someone, if it's a date or a wedding or whatever. But big up to the Fade Room in Jamaica. They're also on Instagram at the Fade Room JA, you know, thanks to them for once again. And they do have a good program going on. You could tune in, you know, visit their page and you get more information from that. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of today's subject, just want to make sure that all is well in this pandemic. You know, we got the coronavirus and people are quarantined, people are locked down, and you know, we just want to make sure that you guys are following the necessary steps to keeping safe, to being safe, you know, with your friends and family. Use this time, because time is what we have more of now, to make sure you're, you know, you're valuing the things that are in front of you. You know, don't take things for granted. You know, your family is the closest thing you might have in terms of your friends and that circle you have outside of your family. So just make sure you're paying attention and making sure that even if you have kids, you know, damn, I have my kids here with me and they're dying to get out. Daddy, can we go outside? You know, we want to go outside to play, to run. But, you know, you want to keep them safe and you want to make sure that they're good, you know, find activities to do, you know, and make sure they're entertained and make sure they're safe overall, you know, because it's crazy how things have changed and, you know, we're stuck at home and we just have to change or how we go about our daily activities and our day-to-day. Some of us are not working, some of us are working, and we just have to adjust, you know, make good out of it and just stay positive, because, you know, we can't too plan, because when, as we say in Jamaica, when man a plan, God a wipe out, you know. So tomorrow is never promised, but while you're here, just live it to the fullest and just be happy in everything that you do. So now down to the nitty-gritty of today's topic. Today's topic is going to be about social media or social media. You know, and I just have a few questions to ask. You know, if you're ever thinking about joining a social media platform, my three questions are, you know, and you should really think about it before you even go into it, is how real are you going to be on social media, whatever platform you use, you know? That's my number one question, my first question, I should say. Number two is, what do you believe the main intention of social media is? And my number three is, do you think you're authentic? Because you have to be authentic. You know, right now, if you go on a certain platform on social media, there's a lot of fakeness. You know, you could tell who's fake and who's trying to get you to buy this, and you know, who has more likes and who has more followers. And I think social media wasn't made for that. And I think social media was made for us to give and to share and to add value to each other's life. And you remember pen pals? I remember when I was growing up, we had pen pals, and I grew up in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Jamaica, I come from, yeah, man. And I went to an all boys high school, and across the street was an all girls high school. And how we connect, we never have social media. We didn't have, you know, no flip phones, or we didn't have a smartphone. You know, we had clubs. You know, we had, if you guys remember, people from Jamaica, and remember, if you're a certain age, you might remember, we had a club called the Key Club. Yeah, and we had the art clubs, and we had music club, and we had clubs, and we have the science club. We had different clubs in which people could share and connect on a level where we share the same interests, you know, and the same likes, and we shared our talents with each other, and you know, we got into contact and we were real with it. You know, it's not like now on social media where things have changed and you have bullying and you have people who are fake and people are just trying to get over and somebody and take advantage of that person. So that's why I wanted to touch a little bit on social media. And while this topic was supposed to be an interview, you know, things change because of the pandemic and all these things that we're going through. And I hope this is coming in clear. Am I coming in clear? Yeah, I hope this is coming clear to you guys because, you know, I want to get this across to you guys and be as real and authentic as I can be in sharing this message or sharing this topic with you. But, you know, thank you guys for listening and tuning in. And I'm trying to pretty much grow this to add value to people's life and make sure they get something out of it, because I want you guys to relate and I want to talk about the things that we don't talk about, that we think about. And once you tune in and you listen to Serious Sting podcast, you'll get that from it, you know. And yeah, so my topic today is the social media on social media. And I went over the three questions, but the funny thing is I was listening to a talk on, I was watching a live, and there was a question that struck me and a statement that struck me that it makes sense. And it was that, you know, there is more in commonality than differences in all of us, you know. And if you think about this, and if you're thinking about joining social media, you're one out of 7 billion, and everybody is different. So you are already authentic and original. So just stay true to yourself, you know. Stay true to yourself. You know, all the people them in Jamaica, you know, that's what I like. You know, we have different cultures, and I'm going to do a topic on cultures and, you know, go more into depth with this. But while you're on social media, make sure you're sharing, you're giving, and you're adding value. And while you're doing these things, you're open to receive, you know, because I don't know everything, you don't know everything, and I'm not a professional. I just know a lot of things through experience and, you know, what makes me qualified to talk about this. What makes you qualified to talk about anything else, you know? It's just that we have the experience in life that shaped us, and you learned from it, and you could share, which I'm doing right now with you guys in what I know. But for real though, social media has changed over the years. You guys remember MySpace? You know, remember MySpace and High Five? And I remember BlackBerry had a thing. I don't remember what it was called, but if you remember, just let me know, you know. Reach out to me, winstonmarsh44@gmail.com. You know, send me an email or a comment on this. But remember that BlackBerry, if you ever had a BlackBerry back in the day, there was this button that you pressed and you could have conversated with different people who had the same BlackBerry or had a BlackBerry. And then, I mean, iPhone capitalized on that. They have like instant message now where you can just do that. But for us, it was just like that because it was kind of sort of instantaneous. You know, back then we didn't have the smartphone. So like MySpace and High Five, you had to wait until you go home if you had access to a computer to go on there to talk and to send messages and all that. But then you'd have to wait quite a while to get back on. You know, it wasn't like how it is now where you could do live and all of that. But social media has evolved since then. And I wanted to just touch on it, you know, because it has changed our lives where people use it for jobs and different things and to get in contact with people. Just as I said earlier, like pen pals. Remember pen pals? Well, in school you used to write, oh, you have to do a pen pal. You got to write somebody in Africa or across the globe and they'll get in contact like 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, you get back that message. And it wasn't the same, you know, you get the response. But it was cool because you were anticipated and you got something in the mail, you felt important. And that's how social media is, and that's how we are. We all seek attention. Attention is a big thing, you know. Hey, pay attention in school. I wish my name was Attention because I would get paid all the time. Get it? No? Pay attention? But anyway, I just wanted to share some things with you about social media and what we do. And I said this earlier that we do have more in commonality than what we have in our differences. And I just want to go over some things and talk about what we do have in commonality, you know. And this might come across as being negative, but it's not. It's the truth. The truth hurt, you know. Some people are offended by the truth, but if me offend you, I swear you know. but what we do have in commonality are, I have 10 things that I wrote down that we do have in commonality. And that is being a part of a rat race. We, majority of us, are a part of that rat race. You know, we're trying to get it. We're trying to live the American dream. We're trying to make it, you know. That's number one. Number two is having misconceptions about other people in their life. You know, we do that. Number three, pride. Of course, we all have pride. Everybody has pride. Nobody stand up there and go like saying I have pride. We do have pride. Don't stand there and act like you don't. Everybody has some kind of pride. Mucho orgullo in Espanol. Number four, ego. Some of us have an ego. You know, we need to chip that off a little bit, shave that off. And number five, the desire to seek public attention. In quotation, in parentheses, fame. That's pretty much what it is. And I spoke about it, touched on attention just now. And some of us are craving love. It's crazy, but we do crave love, you know? And people go out on social media to try to find it. It's like people use social media, like certain platforms right now. I'm not even going to mention the names, but you know, I'm getting in trouble with them people there because, you know what? A sidebar, a random sidebar. I tried to do this. I tried to advertise or just to talk about this. And because I said something about social media, it wasn't even negative. I just mentioned social media and what do you think about it? That was one of the questions that I just asked earlier. And they said, oh, we can't put this out because you talked about, I wasn't even calling any names. But anyway, number five was the desire to seek public attention. Number six was craving for love. Yeah, there's a lot of people that need love, and I think we do need a lot of that now more than anything. And humility, we need that too. So let's add humility to that too. Number seven, an unfulfilled dream. You know, some of us are living our dreams. You know, some of us that are fortunate to have the opportunity to do that. That's majority of us have an unfulfilled dream. Yeah, when you think about it, we do. Because we have a lot of dreams and a lot of things that we wanted to do or want to do, but we didn't have the means, or we didn't get that opportunity, and some of us didn't have that choice growing up. You know, we had choices, but some of us, our choices were limited, and you know that. Number eight, sacrifices for our children. We sacrifice for our children, of course. If you're a parent, if you're a good parent, because somehow we are parents, you know, really take into consideration how our children feel and anything. But, you know, we need to sacrifice for our children, and we do sacrifice for our children. You know, I'm just going over commonalities of, you know, of, or the things we have in commonality or in common. Number nine, complaining. If a blowdown. We all complain. We complain a lot. Trust me, we complain a lot. For the people that have, even if you have something, you have. There's a lot of people that don't have. There's a lot of people that don't have legs. There's a lot of people that don't have fingers. But we complain, and we have. We have something. Give thanks to that, because we have. Right? And number 10. This one is like a huge one. And you can relate when I say it. All right? And you think about it. Let me read it, because I wrote it down. It's giving advice free of cost and not following even 1%. Of what they have advised to someone, or what we have advised to someone. That's crazy. Let me read it again. Giving advice free of cost and not following even 1% of what they have advised to someone. That's crazy, right? And these are just 10 commonalities that we do share, that we do have. I'm not even going to go over differences, because then it gets too down, you know, it gets negative, and I don't want to do that. I want to add value to your lives. I want you to be more optimistic in things and think about things as we do it. And while you're on social media, you know, this social media is the umbrella, and everything that I've talked about, I've said so far, aligns with social media, you know. And it's crazy. It's crazy how we use it, and sometimes we don't even think about those things. And I was talking to Anuki, if you're out there, I was talking to one of my friends, Anuki, and he's the one that is in charge of the Fade Room, as I spoke about it earlier. And he did a topic on depression, and it was really interesting, you know, depression in men. And there's some topics that I'm going to touch on that we think about but don't talk about, and you'll hear it in the podcasts that I will have in the future. But it's for real though, like depression and you know, bullying, just to name a few, because there's a lot on social media. And you know, what are we doing on social media, you know? And I spoke about being authentic and being real. You know, just be true to yourself. Don't fall into that category. Yeah, you might follow somebody that has a million followers. It might be an actor. Maybe you like that actor. And there's nothing wrong with that. But just to follow somebody to gain a follower and to have more followers, what are you doing with it? And there's a lot of people that are on social media that are selling things. And now I see it as... it got so saturated and people strayed from what it should be and what I think it should be, where there's a lot of advertising. And it's just crazy how things changed from, let's just say, 2004 up until now. You know, a lot of us weren't around in 2004, I get it, but there are just different things that we used to do on a social media platform that we don't do now. And it's just, in some sense, some of the things that we do are not authentic. You know, we just follow, and then you'll have, let's just say, there are people who have like thousands and thousands of followers, and what do you do with it? You know, there's only a handful, and I said it earlier, there's only a handful of people that you really reach out to. You know, and if you have something to add, you know, some kind of value to these people's life, then you reach out to them and you engage in conversation and you really get who's who and what's what. But I wanted to just briefly touch on this social media. There will be a part two. There will be an interview with somebody interesting and somebody who shares the same things that we value on social media, the same things that we want to get out of social media, and the same things that we know or think social media should be about, you know. And I say, and I use the term social media because I don't want to be specific and, you know, put any platform on blast, but we know what we use and when we use it and who's on there and what we use it for. But some of them, you know, you have your advantages, and some of them it's at a disadvantage where there's a lot of people that don't go on because of this and because of that. But while you're out there, and if you're going to choose a platform, just remember the three things I mentioned. You know, if I remember it, or if I could look back on it, it's how real are you? What do you believe the main intention of social media is? If you're going to, you know, just ask yourself these questions. What is your main goal on social media? And do you think you're authentic? You know, and I think everybody does have a story to tell, and just be authentic while you tell your story, whether it be through photography, you know, through writing captions, like a long caption. Just get your story out there. You know, there are people who share the same things, you know, commonality. I spoke about that, and that was really interesting. But while you're on there, just, you know, be real and be authentic, because that's how I am, you know, and that's how I am on my podcasts. So once again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. It's short, sweet, to the point. You know, I mean, you don't know, long talk and just talk nonsense. But thank you guys again for tuning in to Serious Thing. You know, this is Winston Marsh, and, you know, be safe. You know, the pandemic, you know, we might be outside sooner than later, you know, but while we go outside and while we have to go about our daily business, just be safe. You know, follow the rules. You know, you never know. We still don't know. We still not even know, you know, what's going on. But just be safe, follow the rules, and just stay true to yourself. You know, keep each other close and keep us safe. Keep your family safe, I should say. And just be real to yourself once you're on social media, if you're on social media. And big ups to everybody that has subscribed and that has or have been listening. And I thank you guys for reaching out and commenting and pushing me and motivating me to do more, you know. And I thank you guys, you know, I appreciate it. No, I'm not crying, I'm just swallowing and, you know, taking a breath, and, you know, because I'm talking a lot, bro, my mouth get dry, my mouth get dry. But thank you guys, you know, I appreciate that. Once again, this is Winston Marsh for Serious Things. You know, say hi, hello to somebody out there. Hi, hello goes a long way. We have time right now to do that. Don't give me no excuse about you can't do it. Pick up the phone, call somebody, say hi, hello. It goes a long way. You know, ask them how they're doing. Be sincere, be authentic, be real. You know, God bless. Remember to pray. Prayer changes everything. And, you know, once again, this is Winston Marsh. For all my Jamaican people out there, be safe. For Serious Thing, it's a serious thing out there, you know. Be safe. God bless. I love you guys. And this is Winston Marsh. And I'm outie.